Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
How many of you went to church and sat in church services, maybe because you were forced to, and you sat there for maybe weeks, sometimes months, and you sat there and you're and then one day all of a sudden that word came alive to you. You know what happened? God had been chiseling on that old hard, cold heart of yours for about all that time. And finally, the Spirit of God finally got enough of that word down in there to open your eyes up so you could, whoa. And so he says the way you enter into the kingdom of God is by the work of the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And where does that work take place? Look in verse 7 down here as we drop down. Or verse 6. Let's read verses 6 and 7. He says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. In other words, your natural birth came and it's a flesh thing. You were born in this world through your natural birth process. But look what he says. And that which is born of the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is your spirit. In other words, the new birth is a work of the Holy Spirit in my spirit. My heart is changed. And it takes the work of the Holy Spirit to change me. That's why he said you must be born again in verse 7. In other words, I must experience a spiritual rebirth in my spirit to be able to see what God has for me and then to enter into it. And to do that, Jesus said, I have to repent, change my attitude, abhor what kind of lifestyle I've got right now, and decide I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to be in bondage to all that. I don't want to live in darkness all my life. I don't want my life destroyed by that type of life. I hate that, and I'm turning to Jesus. I'm going to receive His Word. I'm going to receive the work of the Spirit of God doing a mighty work in my heart, and I'm going to be born into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says that we are all, whether you're Jew or Gentile, doesn't matter, we're all born by the same Spirit and placed into the body of Christ. In other words, when you get born again, it is the Holy Spirit doing a work in you. And you and I have to understand that. You are not ready to follow the Lord Jesus Christ until you get an understanding of what has happened in your life. Amen. You have to understand, I'm not the same person I was before. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any person is in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. I'm a brand new species of being that never existed before. Jesus is my Lord. I'm a child of God. I've had a change of heart. The Holy Ghost has done a work in me. I can see the kingdom of God and I can see me now in the kingdom of God. And I've been delivered from my past. I'm no longer a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner, got saved by grace, became a child of God. Amen. And what happened to me didn't necessarily happen in my flesh. It didn't necessarily happen yet in my head. It happened in my heart. Amen. Brother Hagin used to say all the time, he said, you know, when you got born again, if you was tall, you're still tall. If you're short, you're still short. Didn't change you one bit. He said, if you had a pug nose, you still had a pug nose. Amen. Whatever. Praise God. And so, you know, we begin to understand. Wait a minute. I go to the mirror and I look at myself and, you know, but you know what happens when you get into the new birth and you begin to let God work in you? All of a sudden, see, Jesus went about teaching the gospel of the kingdom, didn't he? And when he began to teach, what did he do? He started healing people. He started delivering people. He started bringing people out of bondage. Why? Because you have to have that word working in you. You have to grow into who you are and learn who you are in Christ and begin to understand that, wait a minute, this word now is beginning to change the outside. In fact, I look at myself and I don't recognize myself anymore. I see a different countenance. I see a different look. I can see a different expression. I can see a difference in my eyes. Hallelujah. And there's a difference in my attitude. And when I hear certain things that I used to laugh about, I look at them and go, ooh, and I walk off, praise God. Because God is working in me. The new birth is an instant thing that takes the rest of your life to grow into. I'm going to say it again. The new birth is an instant thing. You're born again, boom, just like that when you ask Jesus in your heart. It's an instant thing that takes the rest of your life to grow into. You grow into who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. And you make the decision to let Him be Lord of your life. Now, we do that by, of course, Romans 10, 9 and 10, accepting Jesus, confessing Him as our Lord and Savior, believing in our heart, and receiving Him into our life. Amen? But now notice here in the second thing we saw in verse 19 of Matthew 4, it says, then Jesus said to them, He saw the disciples there, Simon and Peter. Actually, they weren't disciples, they were fishermen. He just saw some normal, everyday people, praise God. Aren't you glad Jesus is still calling out to normal, everyday people? Huh? In fact, Jesus would call out and make disciples the ones that the religious folks got aggravated that they were disciples. Amen. Remember whenever they brought Peter and John in, when they got the lame man healed at the gate there in Acts 3, and they brought him in, and they started questioning him, and they said, how is it that these unlearned, ignorant people have this kind of work going on for them? In other words, they were offended that these people that weren't, you know, all these highly educated, trained, special, upper class, whatever people were able to go out here and speak and teach and minister and do things that they couldn't, praise God. Aren't you glad Jesus is still taking us foolish things of the world and confounding the wisdom of the wise things of the world? Amen? Huh? Come on, somebody. That means if Jesus could pick those guys out, He could pick us out, couldn't He? And if He could do it with them, He can do it with me and you, praise God. And so the Lord sees these common everyday people, and He invites them to join Him. He's already preached to them. Now, you got to repent. You have to change your heart. You have to change your minds. And you're going to have to make a decision here, because now if you're going to repent and see the kingdom and enter into the kingdom, I'm going to give you the second thing you're going to have to choose. And the second thing you're going to have to choose here is in verse 19. And He said to them, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. What's the second key to you becoming empowered to follow Jesus and be a disciple? You've got to make a decision to become a follower of Jesus. Verse 19 in the Amplified reads it this way, and He said to them, come after Me as disciples, letting Me be your guide. Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. Notice that He said, come after Me. In other words, if you're going to make Me your Lord, follow Me. Come after Me. And be a disciple, one who is taught by Me. Notice this, let Me be your guide. If I'm going to successfully live for Jesus, guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to make up my mind that I'm going to follow Him as my example and let Him guide me through life. I'm going to let Him teach me in life. I'm going to look to Him as the one who directs my life. The Good News Bible, which is a paraphrase, but in verse 19, it says, Jesus said to them, come with Me and I will teach you to catch people. I like it. Notice He says, in Amplified, he says, come unto Me, come with Me, and let Me be your guide. And then the other one says, go ahead and come with Me and I'll teach you. I'll lead you, I'll direct you, and I'll show you how to do these things. Now, notice here in verse 20, it says, they immediately left their nets and followed Him. They made a decision right then. And let me tell you what the decision is. They made a decision to quit living their lives with them being their own guide, and they made a decision to start living the life that Jesus had for them. I'm going to say it again. Immediately left their nets. That doesn't mean they quit being fishermen, because you can read throughout the Gospels that they kept on fishing until after the day of Pentecost. And even then, you know, who knows whether or not they'd go out and fish every now and then, because it was in their blood. But you know, this is the thing, that Jesus is talking to them and He's saying, now, if you're going to come with Me and you're going to enter into the kingdom, He says, the first thing you're going to have to do is this, you're going to have to change your heart. You have to change your life. You're going to have to look to Me, and you're going to hate the life you've had and look to Me for the life that I want to give you. And then if you're going to accept Me as your Lord, I'm not wanting you to make Me your Lord so you can sit down, twiddle your thumbs, and wait till you go to heaven someday. If you're going to come into my kingdom and come into my life, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a decision right now to follow me. I want you to make a decision right now to let me be your guide. I want you to make a decision right now that you are going to lay down the life that you've had and pick up the life that I now have for you. Now, that does not mean that you're going to change what you're doing as a vocation, but it means that you're no longer going to just live for yourself. You're no longer going to be the one that just makes plans just for you. Up until this point, Simon and his brother, Peter and Andrew, what are they doing? They're fishermen. They got a business and they're earning money for themselves. And Jesus says, listen, here's what I want to do in your life. I want to get you to the place where I'm so real in your life that you will put my life over yours. And instead of just being concerned about your stuff all the time, you'll begin to go out and help other people. To follow Jesus means what? It means that I'm going to live in such a way that it helps other people too. That it touches other people too. It brings them into a place of hope. It brings them into a place of blessing. Wouldn't it be a wonderful place if we began to prefer others above ourselves like the Bible teaches, and we begin to love people enough, to care enough, to share with them, to pray with them, to be concerned about their health, to be concerned about their lives, and to reach out to them and be somebody who's a fisher of men. In other words, somebody who wants to change other people's lives. You know what happens whenever you begin to follow Jesus? You just don't go to work. You see work as your mission field. And you get up in the mornings, you pray for all the people you're working with. And if you don't own the business and you're working for somebody, you pay for the owner and you pray for the boss and you pray for it to be successful and you pray for God to give you opportunities to let your light shine and you pray for God to give you the character of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and walk in love. And whenever people are going bad and going south and everything's going bad, you're there to catch them, hallelujah, and hold them up and let your light shine. And whenever somebody says, how can you be so happy in a bad situation? Then you have the opportunity to say, because I'm a child of God and Jesus is my strength and he's my Lord. And I'm going to tell you, you need to give your heart to him too. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about seeing your life different. It's not just about me trying to make it through life. It's not just about me trying to see things happen so that I can just survive. It is about me coming over into a place where I say, I'm no longer in bondage. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And out of my liberty and freedom, I'm here to help others get free. Hallelujah. You stop seeing yourself as a victim and see yourself as somebody who can help other victims come out of it. Hallelujah. I'm no longer bound, I'm free. I'm no longer beat down, I'm lifted up. I'm no longer somebody who can't, I'm somebody who can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My life has been changed and I'm a follower of Jesus. And therefore, since I'm a follower of Jesus, I can do what Jesus did. And Jesus went about healing people and helping people and loving people and praying for people and ministering good news to people. And I can do that too, hallelujah.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.